Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Yes, he is the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development, Michael McCormack. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Actually, we're just having a chat about rural matters. You would have been interested, but we haven't got time to do that now. Let's go to this article. I'll just read from the Courier Mail version today. Regional Queensland earmarked to be a major winner from a $135 million funding boost designed to help the bounce back, the bush bounce back from drought, bushfires and the recession brought on by COVID. Now, this is the Deputy Prime Minister set to announce funding for three new programs today in a pre-budget speech to the Regional Australia Institute. Queensland's a big winner under the Showpiece Regional Recovery Partnerships Program, which will deliver $100 million over 2 years for areas hardest hit. My God, Michael, you ought to hear what people are enduring up here. People in the tourism industry, they haven't been employed since, well, virtually 23rd of March, 6 months up now, and they're still wondering if they'll ever get a job again. It's dreadful, Michael. It is just dreadful.
And in many ways, unnecessary, because there hasn't been a COVID case in some of those areas for many months, yes, if at all, and yet despite that, they have had to endure a rule put in place in far-off Brisbane, whereby the borders were closed, and of course, people from the southern states, including my own in New South Wales, I know how many of my my friends and etc. Love to get up to sunny tropical North Queensland at this time of year, and of course they haven't been able to. They have been able to from the ACT, but New South Wales is a big part, and of course Victoria, and the same goes in Victoria. You know, they've had restrictions brought upon them by Melbourne, but look, these announcements today are very good. $135 million. It's a vote of confidence in regional Australia, and particularly, as you say, regional Queensland. And so for the $100 million regional recovery partnerships, we've got the Mackay-Isaac Whitsunday region, the Gladstone region, Cairns and tropical North Queensland region. So, you know, they're all going to benefit. They're all going to get a slice of that action. The regional connectivity program, an additional $30 million in funding for those areas outside the NBN footprint, that's going to be good for them. And indeed, the $5 million for looking out for resilient regional leaders to get up and speak on behalf of their areas to make sure that their voice continues to be heard. I'm in there loudly and proudly shouting about it all the time. As I know, your Warren Inch up there, the member for Leichhardt is, George Christensen, Kenny O'Dowd and Michelle Landry and all the rest of them, they all love their Queensland. They all love their North and Central Queensland, and we're there to support those areas and those people who are doing it so tough at the moment.
Now, here's the quote, and I think this is very important. These partnerships you're talking about will support existing regional plans by developing a package of targeted initiatives to deliver jobs, and this is what we're going to need up here. People won't all get their old jobs back. They'll need jobs, and it's just an agony watching people really suffer, wondering if they'll ever be able to be employed again.
That's right. And I don't disagree one iota with what was just said. And we do need jobs. We do need infrastructure. Next Tuesday's budget is all going to be about those two components to get the economy back to some sort of pre-COVID levels. We've already invested $314,000 million into the economy. It's been needed. I'd like to have seen the states do more. There's still that opportunity for them to do so. I know Deb Frecklington has a plan for water infrastructure, for the Bruce Highway, four-laning all the way. We'll work in partnership with any state government that, I don't care what political colour or stripe they are, we want to make sure that we rebuild Australia the way it needs to be, and particularly the regions. The regions, I've got every faith and confidence in the regions. Yeah. They have led the way through COVID with the resources, the mining, the agriculture. We want to grow it from to $100 billion at the moment. It's about 61. But even despite everything thrown against it, it grew by $1 billion in the last 12 months. So there's hope there. Yeah. There's potential there. And there's the people there. And I thank them again for what they've done through this situation, through this global downturn. Thank them for exercising the social distancing and self-isolation and downloading the app. More work to be done. We're backing regional Australians, we're backing Australians generally, and we're certainly backing Queenslanders.
Now, there's also the other information. I don't know whether you want to comment on this. We're talking fundamentally about this new process allowing more projects to get off the ground, creating jobs that would aid economic recovery from the COVID-19 recession. It's the Northern Australia Infrastructure Fund, and people up here have been particularly disappointed about its performance over the years.
Keith Pitt has tweaked the NAIF, the Northern Australian Infrastructure Fund, such that we've been able to, and we need to get more money out the door to help that. So the Coalition Government's committed to developing Northern Australia. We're the first ones who've actually had a Northern Australia Minister. Once upon a time, it was Josh Frydenberg. And at the time, I thought it was actually a good move to get somebody well removed from even indeed Queensland to be able to get him on the ground so that he understood and knew exactly how important North Queensland is to the economy. And look at him now, he's the Treasurer. He's about to unveil the budget, albeit a different sort of budget given the fact that it's normally held in May, it's now being held in October, and given the fact that we are significantly in debt. But this measure, the NAIF arrangement, supports the government's JobMaker plan. We want to get more Australians back into work. I know Keith Pitt's doing an enormous job there with his Assistant Minister, Michelle Landry. We want to build, there's so much potential in Northern Australia, whether it's through water infrastructure, whether it's through roads, all those sorts of things, to be able to get our product, your product, North Queensland product, to port and therefore to our trade opportunities quicker.
Michael, as soon as you're allowed into this state, can you come up and pay us a visit?
I will be up there in a fortnight. I've made sure I'm in Canberra. I'm making sure that I'm staying here for a fortnight. So I've left my southwest New South Wales electorate for a fortnight so that I can do the necessary qualification of isolation or quarantine or whatever you like to call it. And I will be up in Queensland and very much looking forward to coming up to North Queensland, spending some time with George and getting out and about and talking up regional North Queensland. I don't talk it down like Anthony Albanese and Labor does. I believe that our best days are ahead of us, and I want to talk it up. Great potential, great future. We want to unlock more of it.
See you very soon. Thanks, Michael. Michael McCormack is the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister Infrastructure, Transport and Regional Development and leader of the Nationals. Now, the time is coming up to